Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents...
I'm putting the pussy up on a pedestal.
Let me finish.
I was half a virgin when I met him.
With host Taylor Jackson...
When I RSVP to a party, I make it my business to come.
And Abby Lloyd.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let me finish.
I'll have what she's having.
Because we all deserve more than 2 minutes.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
And we're back, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Let Me Finish with your host, Taylor Jackson.
And Abby Lloyd.
And Abby Lloyd.
I thought you were going to intro me.
You got used to me introing you last week. That's not going to last, sweetie. I was just doing that as like a nice little friend bit, but like it's not.
Okay, you were doing it as a bit, Your Honor. I get it.
It was a bit, Your Honor. Abby, how the hell are you? I actually have not spoken to you in a very long time because
you're a degenerate and you still don't have a phone.
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah, I do have a phone.
Taylor has been texting me off some crazy number I don't even have saved. And I just miss you. I haven't talked to you in a while. I just got back to the big Apple last night. And July 4th was amazing. Not the holiday, as we know, America sucks.
As we know,
but
yes.
I saw my friends from college and that was fun. So living my best life. How are you?
You look tan. You look hot. You had so many thirst traps.
Thirst traps, obviously. I got so, tan that I kind of have this like problem where this is what the doctor explained to me, and I don't want anybody to think this is, you know, a serious issue, but when you tan, you produce all this sweat on your back, obviously, and then when the tan happens, like something's wrong with my body and I get like all these white spots all over, and it looks like I'm peeling, but it never goes away, and it's just fungus. My doctor said it's fungus and I have to get some cream for it. So now basically, what do I have? Herpes on my back. So yes.
Okay.
And it's spreading to my stomach now. So I'm going to have to stay indoors for a little bit and let it calm down.
All right.
And then I'll be back again. I'll be back.
So let me just really understand this because I'm having a difficult time.
Have you ever seen it?
You have fungus growing on your back and it's now spreading to your stomach.
Yeah. So, and my scalp is peeling. So it looks like I have dandruff. I mean, I'm a mess. So, also I was just telling Sean this earlier, I've been working out a lot, but doing more like some cardio action. So now my butt's getting smaller. So honestly, I'm not well.
Other than that, your weekend was great.
Other than the fungus and my butt getting smaller, things are going well.
You honestly, though, like, I know we talked about this before. You are basically like Kim K. Like, you know how she has that, she had that eczema bit, like, thing.
Yeah, she has this psoriasis bit.
Psoriasis, and then her butt never really got smaller.
Never did.
But it's getting bigger, so that's like a good thing for you. You have hope, like you're gonna get over the fungus, and your ass is gonna be fucking huge soon, like Kim K.
Thank you, guys. So that's just my little bit.
We have to look on the bright side of things, you know.
I know, and you're right. So how was your weekend, baby?
My
girl?
Weekend was great, honestly. And you know, last week when I was talking about the phone situation,
And you were nervous.
And I said it was a fresh start. And honestly, things are working out for it to be a fresh start. Because now Verizon is a fucking mess. And I will publicly say that because fuck them. It's been
taking. You said, I don't want sponsorships from them. I don't need that.
I don't want that because the service is not up to par for me to praise them. Anyway, it's taken fucking days. And long story short, I had to get an entire new number. I had to change the number that I've had since fifth grade when I got the flip phone razor.
Yeah, and I'm that like, sucks.
At first, that idea terrified me.
No, I would be mortified.
Because every people, I lost that number and that phone last Saturday. Did not have access to that phone or an actual working phone until literally like yesterday.
2 days ago. What confuses me, and I'm no mathematician, so I don't know, but what's the deal?
Technician, not mathematician.
Technician, doesn't matter. I don't even think technician. I'm no phone guy, but why did he need to delete your phone number, I guess is what confuses me.
They could not get access to it for some fucking reason. Nobody knows. Spent hours on the phone with this person, that person. And the only solution is they're giving me this new number as a temporary number while they try to figure out my old number. But honestly, with the way things are going with them, it's going to be this new number. And honestly, even though it's taking a lot out of me, emotionally, mentally, physically, knowing that I'll never receive the text messages that I was sent in this past week ever again. I mean, it's heartbreaking because
aren't they going to your computer?
No, because it disconnected also from everything from that number disconnected from my computer.
Do you honestly think you got like a juicy text from someone?
I mean, we don't
maybe
know.
Maybe from your Hinge boyfriend. Maybe he finally texted back.
Oh, about him. He added me on Snapchat.
Yeah. No, that's already a red flag. No,
already red flag. So whatever. I don't have his number. And it's kind of, this is a fresh start because people do not have my number now. And if I have everyone else's number. So if I want to text them, I'm initiating conversation, which is good for me because I usually don't do that. Abby, you'd be proud. And now everyone that I don't need in my life
is gone.
Isn't in my life anymore. Is like actually virtually gone. Done.
And they're not going to text you first.
Exactly.
So it's amazing. This is good.
This is good for you. They don't have my number.
Do you know people's number by heart? And by people's, I mean.
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
Okay. See, that's what gets me a little bit nervous, but we're going to try and we'll try and work that out.
We'll work around that. Anyway, the weekend was great. It's honestly, usually when I do weekends like this, something terribly, terribly wrong happens because I do something fucking stupid, but I did nothing stupid. And that's probably half the reason being that I didn't have access to a telephone because my dumbest moments happen via phone and there was nothing. I think honestly, it was God looking out for me. And
honestly, and I'm being so serious, I think you need to start going to church because it's helping.
Church. Got it. Okay. Sure. We could do something like that.
I have a church right across from me, so we can kind of get that started.
Okay. You could go. We could FaceTime and I'll basically be
there. So I think that defeats the purpose, but we'll figure it out.
Speaking of church, actually, I was on my Snapchat memories. Snapchat memories before we started recording, like an hour before, and inspired a new segment called Hoback Thursday because going through my Snap memories takes me back about 4 years ago, 2016, to a night that was probably one of
the low point.
No, not low. Honestly, hysterical. I was young enough to be making these stupid decisions.
Okay, so, like, I'm ready.
It's just fucking funny. Anyway, it was a summer night, and me and my two best friends from home were at my friend's house drinking in her room, obviously, like Burnett's or something stupid.
I love Burnett's.
And we're trying to find something to do. We weren't 21, obviously. I'm pretty sure I was, 18 something, whatever. 16.
Can't do math. 20. You're 24 now.
I was 20, I guess. Yep. Okay, wow.
And that's fine.
It's fine. Anyway, we're trying to find somewhere to go. We don't find plans until
you're trying
midnight.
To find the wave.
The wave. we don't find plans till midnight. So we just think we're already wasted in her room. We take an Uber, which was very new then, to a house party. With a bunch of people we didn't know. We were the only three from my hometown, and it was like the town over, you know, that type of deal. But we got the invite through a guy. We show up.
He wanted to fucking bang you guys.
We show up with two 30s of beer. For why? For what?
Yeah.
I don't know. And a bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm. So you guys brought the party.
We brought the party, basically. We show up in these ho clothes, you know, the jean shorts, like a tube top. Already drunk. The moment I walk in, I already see two guys I've hooked up with before. I'm like, classic. I'm like, let's go. This is, the night has been decided for me, for all of us. Anyway, we start drinking, having fun, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward to the next morning, right?
Yeah.
I wake up, and you know when you wake up, you're like, where the fuck am I? Mm-hmm. You have before. I wake Rehab. Up in the basement of this house with a guy who I actually know. And honestly, to this day, if you're listening, I'm not saying his name, but I love you. And I would love for you to text me again. Great.
Taylor, who is this man?
Oh, we'll talk about it. So then I was like, what the hell? And then
You guys talked?
Okay. Yes.
Do you remember it?
So yes, this crusty like couch in the basement, and I'm like, oh god, my phone is nowhere to be found. Of course, I'm like, shit.
I mean,
I'm like,
fucking classic.
I'm like, where are my friends? All of a sudden, my best friend comes running down. She was at the house too. She comes running down, and she's like, Taylor, in the basement. I'm like, oh my god, thank god you're here. She has no pants on either because she was sleeping with another guy in the house. And then we're like, where's Jamie? I'll just say her name. I was like, where's Jamie? And we get a hold of Jamie, and she is in another room in the house with another guy.
So you guys were all getting dick.
Uh-huh. All three of us. We didn't know all of us were there together. Right. So it was one of those situations. Right. So we're still, I'm like still drunk waking up, and our moms were going apeshit texting us.
I can only imagine.
I got a text from my mom. It says, why are you in the middle of the Margate Bay? I'm like,
Wait, has you tracked?
Yeah, she has me tracked. Well, not anymore. I said, until I'm 23, and then I cut her off. Anyway.
23? You're so old, Taylor.
I know. I mean, she begged, whatever. So anyway, then we have to order an Uber. So the two of us are on our Uber, and we're like, the other friend was not coming because she's like, I can't find my pants. Can't find my pants, blah, blah, blah. She finds them. She runs into the Uber. She goes, guys, I'm like, what? She's like, I left my underwear at this house. I'm like, my God. But at that point, we go home.
You guys take off.
I basically was grounded. Everyone was basically grounded. Yeah. I was a little nervous of the situation. And then I had to take an emergency contraceptive the next day.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I used to get really nervous, really nervous. Look at Sean's face. He's like, I never want to have a daughter ever in my life.
Ever. Literally, he never wants to have a daughter. You know what is so funny? It's when you're young and like now that we're kind of like friends with our parents-ish.
Yeah.
Like I used to come home from nights out and like shit myself before I saw my mom. Cause I would already have text messages like, where the fuck are you? Yes. You're not home. Like, this is happening again. Rehab again, Abigail, let's go. And like, I used to be so scared, like terrified.
Mortified.
Honestly, still, it happens still to this day that I'll do something and I'll know, but they're chill now. But that is hilarious. And the emergency contraceptive. I mean, you're not on birth control for years now, so I knew that was happening.
Yeah. And we also made it the anniversary is today of that night. And we've been talking about it forever because the night was just like insane. But a week after this party, Abby, you'll love this. We're at another party with some of the same people that are there.
Yeah.
And like, Obviously, there was a bit of a brownout situation happening at the party. And this guy, my friend, comes up to me. He's like, you the other night, that you were were crazy. I'm like, what? And he's like, and you know when a pit in your stomach, you're like, what the fuck did I do? He's like, the body shots? I'm like, the what?
Body shots, Taylor. The fucking body shots.
I said, who, me?
He said, you got the tequila in your belly button and you're doing body shots.
He said, oh yeah, you. I'm like, all of a sudden, like red in the face. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I can only imagine,
like,
bro.
And I said, you know what? No more. Have a nice night. I'm going to go home now.
I've actually never had a body shot done off me because I'm classy.
Yeah.
But I would apparently like to see maybe a tape of that.
Yeah, I'm hoping there is. That doesn't exist. We're hoping.
It has to be. There has to be. So it's on some guy's Snapchat today. It popped up. And it's like you blacked out on a table and you with tequila in your fucking belly button. You're like, ah!
Okay, Abby, and it gets better because I obviously, since it's on Snapchat, I have footage of the night.
I need to see this.
And I have a video of me post-dick, but pre-emergency contraceptive. So the morning
after. Post-dick, pre- pre-emergency contraceptive, pre-throw up your vomit.
Are you ready? See. Morning after. This is timestamp 7:30 a.m.
No. Taylor, your makeup is down your face and you look like, look at your eyebrows. You're a slut. Yeah. Where are you?
Ocean City, sitting on the curb waiting to get picked up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It looked like a lot of trees
even
behind
better.
You. Yeah.
So guys, I don't want to keep it from all of you. This episode is out now, so you can go check out my Hoback Thursday moment video on our new Instagram at Let Me Finish. It'll be on the story for 24 hours, so you're not going to want to miss it. Or maybe you will. I don't fucking know. It's pretty ugly.
I don't know.
Oh, and speaking of emergency contraceptive, when we come back, we're talking condoms. Okay.
Okay, so we're back and we're talking condoms because it's funny and they're funny to use. We've never used them. just kidding. We have, obviously. We're not whores. Come on.
But I think it's just a very debatable conversation.
I think it makes people feel uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. I love that. And we have Sean on here to talk about guys' perspective. And I have so many questions, and we got this email this weekend from this poor soul about a condom issue, and I thought it'd be great to talk about. So yeah. I'm going to read the email, and then we can talk. So actually, I paraphrased it because she wrote a lot. So basically, this girl told us that she had been seeing this guy for like 2 weeks. They only hung out like once before, but they talk all the time. And they had been sexting. There's been a lot of like sex talk. Okay. And, so they went on one date before, they didn't have sex. But they did, you know, other stuff like blowjobs. There was some like over the pants, hand clit rub, just some really, really G rated shit. Yeah. Hot. and then they went on a second date. He came over, things started getting hot and heavy. She was like, do you have a condom? And he said, no. And she said, okay, well, I don't have a condom either. And he was like, oh, okay, I guess I can like go out and get one. But it was late, and then she felt weird, and she was like, it's fine, it's whatever. Then they proceed to have the intercourse, and then he goes, I'm about to come. And she's like, okay. And then he comes inside of her. This is the part where things get tricky. She's not on birth control, she stated. And he didn't even ask her that, which is like, normally when people say, oh, like, oh, I don't have a condom. And he's like, but you're on birth control, right? And that's kind of the exchange. Not that birth control prevents against STDs. I know my stuff. Thank you. But that's usually the exchange that occurs with me. And, she was not on birth control. Then she had to get, obviously, an emergency contraceptive. And she kind of made him feel shitty because literally, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So when Taylor and I read this, we were just in shock.
It's not a shock and like mind blown because she literally asked him, which a lot of girls feel uncomfortable doing, and we'll get into that, is if you, like, do you have a condom? He said no. So obviously he should know that if he did have one, he would have to be using it because that's what she, you know, she would want him to use it. But then, okay, fine. Then they decide to have sex, like, whatever, without a condom. Don't fucking come inside of her. That's what she was trying to avoid.
That was just literally exactly that. And, like, I just, that's, like, so ballsy to do on, like, the first time. This is their second date. The second time they've ever hung out. And this man fully came in her.
And, like, first time they had sex.
The first time, like, when guys say they're about to come, I just, like, automatically assume they're just going to pull out. Because, like, when someone's
right on the stomach it goes.
Right on their own stomach it goes. Yeah. So, Sean, do you have insight to this situation? Because it just seems a little fucking nuts to me.
I need to know some sort of logic behind this. Like, I don't...
This has literally never happened to me, so I literally do not know.
Me either. Never.
Which part has never happened to you before?
I've never had a guy come in me when I specifically did not want that to happen.
Okay, yeah. I'm amazed that that happened too. I mean, I don't think that that's like, I don't think it's that uncommon. Obviously, some guys are going to try and pull this sort of thing, but I am a little astonished that he pulled that the first time that they were having sex too.
Well, I feel like he's kind of a dick.
Well, yeah.
Like, I think that was just, like, a dick move. And I'm like, so I want to be like, don't ever speak to him again. Because that was shitty. But, like, am I allowed to just automatic? Am I allowed to make that? Can I make that call from that?
Like, the thing was this a mistake?
Was it intentional?
Yes. Or does he do this with every girl he sleeps with? Because I don't know, Sean, you can, like, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm assuming your question is, could he help himself? Like a sneeze.
Yes,
you can't help but sneeze, you know? And you feel the sneeze coming and you...
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, but here's the thing though. You know you're going to sneeze. You can always cover your mouth. Like, you have a second. So the true answer is a guy would let you believe he couldn't stifle the sneeze. Sure. But you can always, you always have time to pull out. Like,
you
can always have time.
Always.
Literally always. So the fact that he even was able to say, I am about to come.
I'm about to come. He knew it was coming.
Yes.
He knew it was coming. So it should, but does, yeah. So the real question, I think we're all asking each other this, is does it go without saying that he should just be pulling out here? I kind of think, not that it's her fault, but I feel like they should be more explicit before they're going to have unprotected sex on the second date. Again, I mean, still a dick move on his part, but I'm not sure that he's, like, totally at fault. Maybe he assumes that's the minute that they start having sex, that's just what he would do.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, where I am confused and, like, don't know his thought process behind it is she asked if he had a condom. So he had to have known that finishing inside her was not the ideal situation. The ideal situation was for him to have a condom and yes, okay, whatever. It was late. She didn't have one either. Didn't want him to go out and get one, even though he said he would. Like, I get that. But, like, then you decide to have, like, unprotected sex with a girl that you know didn't initially want to have unprotected sex and you finish inside her. Huh?
The whole thing is, like, that emoji where it's that guy and he, like, turns and it's just, like, a bunch of question marks.
Yeah, like, I'm going to make that a meme.
But I actually would say I would go a step further. I'm a little astonished. I mean, I understand she probably was real horny that night.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know,
definitely, like, couldn't stop to go to the bodega or wherever, the CVS, wherever she's at.
She was probably, like, soaking wet.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously. Thank you. Yeah, right. You said that there was some over the pants stuff the first time, so.
Oh, yeah. The tension was high.
The tension was high. But I am still a little, and I've heard this so many times from people, but I am still astonished when somebody says that they had unprotected sex with somebody that they aren't in a long-term committed relationship with. Literally.
See, that's where we differ.
Do you know anyone who actually does this?
Who has unprotected sex?
Yeah, literally every time. Abigail Lloyd.
But here's the... Okay, so I talked to a
person.
Few of my...
You're that person.
I talked to a few of my friends. I
think a lot of girls are.
I talked to a bunch of my friends about this, and I talked to a bunch of my guy friends about this, and... One, I think that girls feel uncomfortable to ask. Like, I'm proud of her that she even asked for it. For the condom, because I feel like that's usually not the case. And girls are just like, well, guess I'm having unprotected sex, which sucks because, like, that's not the way that it should be at all. But that is the way that it is. And I don't know who made that.
Wait, who's that the way it is for?
For girls.
A majority of girls.
And maybe you don't feel this way. And I know it's not an awkward situation. Like, as soon as I ask, it's like, yeah, I have a condom. I'm going to put one on. But it's like, you're in the moment. And then it's just like, you got a condom? And it's like, ugh. Like,
I think a lot of girls are afraid to ask that. And it's like kind of like a stage fright situation. Like, before you guys even start like making out or anything, you're not going to be like, before we do anything, do you have a condom? Like, that's just not how it goes. But when you're making out and things are like obviously escalating quickly, sometimes girls, like coming from personal experience, are like timid to be like, to find that right moment to be like, do you have a condom? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you just like lose track of it because you're so whatever. And sometimes a guy will just automatically put one on. That's happened to me before too. Or he won't. And if he's a nice person, he might ask, like, is it okay? Like, I don't have a condom type situation.
Right.
I don't see. That's funny that you say that, if he's a nice person. I do. I will go so far as to say that that does not make you a nice person. It just makes you like a functioning human. So the guy should have a condom ready. And also men should be clearly more responsible. This scenario is a simple one. We're talking like first time hooking up somebody you know but don't really know that well. So you haven't seen each other's test results. You don't share like
a
bathroom because you live together. So like if it's that level, then the guys should be carrying a condom with them. We agree. But do you, so here's a question for you. Do you think more often than not it's guys trying to massage the situation so that they can have sex without a condom? Or do you think it's 50-50 where girls don't want to use condoms? Do you think girls are more likely the culprit to be like, let's have unprotected sex the way Abby is?
I shut up, first of all. Second of all, I personally don't like condoms because I feel like it makes me not as wet. Now, I know there are solutions to that with the condom, but not my vibe. Second of all, when we were doing this outline, I felt like kind of weird and I was like, oh, shit, am I? This is like, actually, this is kind of bad. Now I feel kind of weird. Cause when I think about it, like a guy I'm having sex with, I'll think about it like just me and him. And then I'm like, ew, but this kid has probably had sex with like 30 other girls. And those girls have probably had sex with 30 other guys. I'm getting so much like shit. And then it grosses me out. But like, I looked at my list of my suitors, and
your
a lot
suitors.
Of them, the past few are a lot of them, I knew they weren't getting with other girls. Now,
do you ever know they're not? Do you ever really know?
That's what, and my next, literally on my outline, I say this and then I say, but cheaters. So, you know, I don't know.
I was gonna say, that's one of the reasons why cheating is such a violation or such a betrayal because
I know
that's one of the things you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of stories of like girls finding out that a guy's cheating on them because they get an STD. They get tested and they were clean before prior. And then they realize they have an STD and it was and then they're like, who the fuck are you fucking around with?
Yeah.
Type of deal.
Right.
So, cause guys are just dumb like with that type of shit. Which solidifies the conversation we're having right now is who, like you said, are guys massaging the idea of having unprotected sex, or do you think girls are more of the culprit? And honestly,
Well, I think it's guys.
I think it's 50-50.
Oh, you think it's 50-50.
Too. I think it's 50-50 too.
Interesting. See, so Abby, I think, is an outlier. Abby is a girl who has such a disdain for condoms that she's not even going to consider letting him wear one. So that's just her. So that's
no,
like she's, that's,
no.
And I'm sure there are others like Abby. Fine. You would concede if some guy insisted on it. But I think more often than not, guys are the ones who are like, I want it to feel as good as possible. So can we please not use a condom? Which, by the way, number one thing they should tell you in sex ed class, they never say this. The greatest lie sex ed ever told you was that sex with a condom is nearly as good. I mean, it's like, I actually think of it as like pizza without the toppings. I mean, it's still cheese pizza.
It's still cheese pizza, bro.
But it doesn't feel as good as the pepperoni and the, well, you still got the sausage.
You need
but
the toppings.
No mushrooms. You need the fucking toppings. Sex without a condom is obviously much, much, feels much better for a guy. Yes. Do you think it feels much better
for a girl? Yes, it does. And I agree with Abby, like saying that you're not as wet with one on because it's like that.
But it's a weird, different friction.
It also
a
the different smell.
Friction.
The smell is
well. The
horrific.
Smell isn't always going to be a problem. I think some guys get the weird ones with like spermicide on them, and then it smells even worse. You got to get the right kind of condom too. Let's
and then like my vagina smells like fucking plastic dump all day.
Yeah, that's like gross.
Yeah, that's not fun.
At least it doesn't smell like dirty.
But I do feel like so sex ed failed in one case, which is they lied to us and said sex with condoms is good. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's cheese pizza. But on the other hand, I totally got convinced by sex ed class that it's not worth it to have unprotected sex with somebody you don't know and trust well. And I don't know where that missed, where like Abby missed that day or something.
Like, well, I wouldn't just say like, it's just Abby. I think that a lot of girls are the same exact way, the same way.
I also think that like, I think this is why I'm annoyed, because I think that guys think that it's okay that they can have unprotected sex. But as soon as they figure out a girl's having unprotected sex, they're like, ew, like you are a nasty bitch. And I'm like, you didn't even offer though the condom. So what's the deal? And that has happened to me multiple times.
You've had guys get upset that you're having unprotected sex with others, even though he knows you didn't even consider the condom.
Well, no, it's more like I'll be like talking to them and we'll be talking about something. And then obviously I'm not fucking using a condom. And they're like, wait, what's up? And I'm like, what's up, bro? What do you mean? Like, it's just like, it's the double standard and I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I have had lots of conversations with girls that are friends of mine who are like, I'm seeing this guy and he tried to convince me to have sex without a condom. It's like, I've had that conversation multiple times. And I honestly am always amazed when guys try and do this as well. I really am. Like, they told us all the stuff about unprotected sex and how somebody could have all kinds of STDs and you can get pregnant. There's all these risks. But it tends to be, it seems to me like girls are the ones who have to reinforce the rule. So I'm surprised you guys find it 50-50. I feel like that guy who was hooking up with the emailer was pulling a fast one. Like every time walking down the streets in New York City, you guys know this, a homeless person comes up or a panhandler comes up and says, do you have any money? I always say I don't have any money. Now my pockets are fucking full of cash.
But your pockets are fucking
full of cash. This guy had so many condoms, it was like they're busting out of his wallet. He's handing them out to homeless people. That's how many this guy has. But his first instinct is probably to be like, nah, I forgot the condoms at home. And then if she insists he goes out, he goes, oh, you know what? Sorry, I found a handful of them in my pocket. For all we know, he came prepared to share the I don't have a condom story.
Okay.
It's not like he showed up for the second date hookup assuming that he was gonna have sex and that if he didn't get a condom he was just gonna go home. He definitely knew what he was doing. There's no key to the moment here.
I call this condom I just had on the tip of my tongue and then said something and I lost it.
You had a condom on the tip of your tongue.
No,
fun.
He's a condom con artist.
There. Condom con artist.
Thank you.
Condom artist.
Condom con artist. We know them all.
You know what? Go ahead and assume every guy is going to be a condom artist where he plays his con on you. So, and it's unfortunate. Now, like you said, a good guy, a nice human being would just
he would bring it up.
He would bring it up. I agree that
the standards are low.
Low standards. A guy should bring it up. He should be the one. And if he is comfortable having unprotected sex and you are too, all the merrier. Next question for all of us in the room is how much more do we talk about it? Because if he thinks the goalie has been pulled, then does that mean that he can just shoot into the net? You know what I mean?
No. And that's what I was going to say. Obviously, well, why is it assumed? Because she had asked for a condom to prevent that from happening. But then she was like, you know, heat of the moment. She's like, yeah, whatever. Like, we can do it. But he should just know. Honestly, I do think he should have just assumed that when he literally said, I'm about to come, then you fucking pull out. Because she didn't want...
You pull it out, baby.
Pull it out.
What confuses me is I've literally never been with a guy who we weren't wearing a condom. He said, I'm about to come, and then continued to come inside of me. It's never happened. Never. Mm-mm. So I
think that your experience is normal. I find it strange that this guy thought it was okay. However, I also think, again, these people clearly don't know each other too well. It's a little presumptuous on his part to assume that everywhere else is fair game. You know what I mean? Like
come inside her?
Well, or like...
Or what's fair game?
Like that he can just pull it out and just shoot it all over the room. You know what I mean? Like,
No one's going like this. Shooting like a machine gun. I mean,
speak for yourself, Taylor. You never know where that stuff's gonna go. My point is, like, somebody could. I don't think anyone here would feel this way, but a guy could pull out and like comes on her stomach or something, and she's like, "Ew, what are you thinking? What are you doing?" That's not the thing that I do. So I do think it's incumbent upon every person who's in this situation to do your best to communicate a little bit before.
Yes. Communication. Because he could have said, I'm about to come. Can I finish inside you?
Yeah. And there's always that, like, like the first time you have sex with someone and it's like, can I come? And then like, they usually say like, where do you want it? Where should it go? Usually guys like pull out and just like cup it in their hand.
And it just right down the hand, like a volcano. Like a volcano.
You don't want the volcano thing.
I mean, I don't give a fuck. It's not on me.
Okay. I mean, also, totally side question. Let's say you're in a committed relationship or whatever. You're hooking up with a guy that you just like, you guys are on the same page about things. He's in it. We're getting it. It's going.
Physically in it?
Yeah.
Got it.
And he's about to like reach the summit. And so he's like, I'm going to come. Do you or do you not like it when a guy asks you in the moment what he should do?
Where do you want it?
Where do you want me to come? Do we like that question? Do we hate that question?
I personally don't like it because it makes me feel weird. Like, what do you want me to say on my face? Or like it, I feel like...
By the way, to answer your question, yes, that's what he wants to say.
I know that's what he wants me to say. And if I had like huge boobs, that's probably like, Taylor, that's good for you. Like on my tits. So like, I don't really know.
I'll try that next time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really.
You don't like it when he asks?
I think it ruins the mood. And B, if we've been having sex for a while and he's like trying to do something fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
But like the second time we have sex or something, he's like, where do you want it?
Agree. I agree if he asked that there. But yeah. Taylor, what do you think? Do you like it, dislike it? Because by the way, Abby thinks it ruins the mood. I think some people would say it's hot.
I mean, yeah. I think there's that. If it's said in the right way or in the right tone of voice, it could be. But also this is where like the whole like being on the same page and pre-sex conversation comes in.
Yeah.
Because if you set the boundaries first, like, no, I do not want you to finish inside me, then I think that if like a girl says that, then I think it's fair game wherever. So I think that yes, with Abby's point too, it could ruin the mood if you guys are already on the same page, because then he's just going to pull out and whatever, either in the hand situation, the back, the stomach, that situation. But otherwise,
I also think she said this girl, the email was like, this girl is like sexting and shit. And I think that when you're sexting, like a hot thing to, you know, just like come in me. That's like hot. They like that. That's, it's easy. Yeah. And like, maybe he might have taken that situation and then applied it in real life.
Well, a guy will always assume whatever you say over sex is what you actually want to do in real life, even though it's almost never going to be the case.
Sexting is completely different than what
real life. Yeah,
it's an act. I feel like you're like writing a script.
I'm like a porn star when I'm sexting, and then in real life, I'm like,
you're still kind of a porn star, but even like a less fun one.
Less fun.
Thing, you guys brought this up, and I think it's a really good question. But whose responsibility is all of these things? And unfortunately, it seems to be it's more often. It falls upon women to ask the question or to deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
this case, she clearly wasn't on birth. Well, not clearly, but I think she said in her email that she wasn't on birth control. So now who has to opt for plan B?
I have actually never made a guy pay for plan B.
I haven't either because I've never, it's always a me thing, like the next day where I'm nervous and it's like not like this situation where it was in the moment. And obviously now he knows she's like freaking out. So in this situation, yes, I believe that he should offer to pay for it because that was probably brought up in the conversation. Like, oh, now I need to get like whatever. But usually, even if I'm like just a nervous, like I hook up with a guy for the first time and then the next day, like, and I know that he didn't come inside me, but I'm still, you know, like a girl's
I know, fucking there's like that 1%.
I will go buy it for myself because it's a me thing. And I personally didn't like bring it up to him that night or whatever. And there was no like actual concern. But yeah, I've never asked a guy to.
Have you ever, or would you ever? So by the way, if the guy offers to pay for it, you want to split the cost or you want to pay for it yourself. I don't think any of those is a bad idea. The condom thing though, it seems like it mostly falls on guys.
If he doesn't have like if he doesn't have $25 to spare, like I shouldn't be fucking him anyway.
Probably not. Exactly. You definitely should be getting the plan B though if he doesn't have the $25 and he should spring for the extra stuff. But do you or have any of your friends ever been known to like just bring a condom with you in your purse on a date?
This is funny. Girl, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
No. I think if a girl, like this is just how I would think a guy would think, if a girl pulled out a condom, that makes her look like a whore.
I know.
Now
I know that's how it feels.
It also makes
it makes you look like a whore if you don't use anyway. Them. So like we're all just whores. Like what is that?
I can't win. Like what do you want me to say?
What's the downside though to also being a condom con artist yourself, which is pretend you don't have one because you don't want to look like you carry condoms around, but you still carry one just in case he actually doesn't have one because he's a dipshit.
Right.
Like he should bring one because there is also a chance that you're going to be like, okay, well, all bets are off. Go home.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are girls like, like if you are really not comfortable doing it, then you don't have to just like be like, okay, fine. We can just have sex. Just be careful. Like you can just be like, okay, well, I feel more comfortable. Yada, yada, yada. But again, a lot of girls are nervous to do that. But I've had an experience where I had a guy at my apartment come back to my apartment. And he asked if I had a condom. And I'm like, what?
Me? Yeah, like you will never see me buying a condom.
Who? May? May? Yeah. And like, if you're going to ask to use one, then why the fuck is it in your back pocket, your wallet, or whatever?
Fair.
I find it hard to believe that a guy doesn't have a condom in his wallet at all times. I find that hard to believe. Thoughts?
I know, but we know from this experience, we know that, okay, first of all, either he's pulling the con that we're aware of, which is he has it. He just
doesn't artist.
He wants to pretend that he's
a con artist.
Like, do you have a con? Well, you're in a committed relationship, right, so it's different.
But I would. If I was going, especially if I was going on a second date, are you fucking crazy? You think I wouldn't bring one? Because there's a high chance that she's going to say either use this condom,
having
cheese pizza tonight, or we're not eating pizza at all. I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to make sure that I bring the cheese pizza. The last question I have for you guys, this is totally from a woman's point of view. Why do you think, dig down deep and answer this for me, why do you think girls are so uncomfortable about buying condoms and having condoms? Because you did say that it makes you look like a whore, which I, by the way, I don't agree with. I think a guy's just gonna be like, cool, she has a condom. He's not gonna judge you. He's not gonna assume that you're like flinging around, like using 10 condoms a day or something. But what do you think?
I just don't think that's true.
You don't believe me. So you think girls,
I think you're a nice guy. So you won't say that, but I think if I had a box of condoms at my apartment,
yeah,
someone would say this fucking troll monster lives under a bridge and fucks for money. That's what I would think.
What do you think, Taylor? Why do you think girls are so, because I also think girls are afraid to buy condoms too. They don't even want to like possess them, let alone bring them with.
I'd rather buy Plan B than buy a condom.
I mean, same. I've never like personally gone and bought, but this is where like, the thing.
Why?
Like,
why do you feel better about buying Plan B than buying condoms? Why?
Because I think the guys,
we're nuts.
And I think that a guy, like Abby said, that if a guy saw that you have condoms, he thinks you're a whore, but like to counteract that, it's like, well, why didn't he bring one then? Like, is he a whore? You know what I mean? Like, where's your condom? Because obviously right. You came here right. Wanted to fuck without one. So I'm the one that's like, you know,
I understand. I mean, Abby is thinking, I think you're a little too pessimistic about men in some sense. I do think the box
that's
of condoms.
Me?
Feels,
no.
Hold on. The box of condoms does feel like a box of questions he's going to ask you. Like how many of these, how many, like you're going to go to the bathroom to clean up. He's going to go into the box of condoms, see how many are left, subtract that from the total it says on the side. And that's how many guys you hooked up in the last week. But, and he might do that. He might.
No, we would do that. I would
girls,
do that.
This is the thing. This is why you think guys are thinking this way, because you would do that.
Guys I'm like searching through people's trash. I'm like, what's in here?
But I honestly think I think you're overthinking how much guys are fixated on that, because really he's just happy to have the cheese pizza. He's just thrilled that he gets to sit down for a pizza pie with you. But I also think that there is a stigma.
The cookie.
I think there's still this weird thing where like we're a group of people right here, three people who would never slut shame a woman. None of us.
Never.
We're like, go get yours. This whole show, let me finish, is about girls getting it, like getting their own. And yet you still feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Totally. Like there's this stigma about buying condoms. You guys aren't even worried about using them. In fact, Abby thinks it's a stigma to put them on. But the idea of buying them makes you feel so uncomfortable about going up to the cashier at the CVS. Now, first of all, I'm going to teach you a little trick. It's called the grocery tent. What you do is you carry everything in your box, okay?
This is like buying tampons and stuff, because it's kind of embarrassing to buy tampons.
Which, by the way, I would totally buy tampons and not give a fuck, because I don't care. But you take the condoms, you put them in your basket, and then you pack things on top of it. And then when you get up there, you make sure that you just build a little wall around the condoms so no one else can see. And then the cashier will just, they'll know implicitly.
They'll know.
Mm-hmm. And then they'll swipe it, put it in the bag real quick, and then you'll be fine. So nobody's going to notice that you're buying condoms. Also, who fucking cares? But I just think it's really interesting that women, I think a lot of women like you, still feel a weird, awkward stigma around buying condoms for themselves.
Yeah, you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because men suck.
We already have to do a shit ton of stuff to make sure we are protected. We have to remember to take birth control. We have to have a fucking kid if we get pregnant, obviously. We're the only ones that could get pregnant. Why just fucking buy condoms and bring them along with him just for peace of mind? Hey, we might not use it, but it's there if one of us asks for it. Because we do too much, and that's fucking on period. We have to fucking have a period every month too.
Yeah. I have to like shave my vagina. I have to like look good. So, I have to like be presentable.
So maybe, maybe it's not like we're scared to buy condoms or nervous to. It's because we're fucking tired. We do not need the extra
quality.
Thing just to
quality.
Have fucking sex. Just to have sex. Why do we have to do it all?
I agree with you that it kind
Taylor's
of should be
gonna
more.
Start a fucking protest about this.
Dead ass.
Enough of the condom con artists. This is bullshit.
Yeah. To all the condom con artists, knock it the fuck off. How about that? That's
all
the title.
Condoms I've bought before is the new sequel on Netflix that Taylor is writing. So I do agree it should be a little bit more on guys to bring the condoms. It's just fucking common sense. I get it. But what's the downside to just having one box in a drawer somewhere? And if you know you're going to be going out with some guy, just throw one condom in your purse.
Yeah, maybe I'll go out and buy some. How about that? Will that make you fucking dandy? God damn.
Yeah. God. If by the way, back to the original point, I'm just going to like finish it out. The guy being like, I'm going to come, and him saying that he didn't have time to pull out or whatever. If that ever happens to you, know that he's full of shit.
So that, I that, already know that.
Back to the original point, we all know that guy was full of shit.
I absolutely know that guy was full of shit.
But I don't know. I feel like we learned a lot here. Abby's going to start using condoms. Taylor's going to start buying them.
Oh, now I'm boycotting
I'm
that.
Definitely going to stop asking where I'm supposed to finish, because apparently nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah. No, just surprise us. And if it offends us, then you'll know, because we'll say something. Especially,
condoms
just don't do it
so
inside.
Condoms are so weird. Like, weird. Like,
Also, you expect us to buy them, but we're fucking men in all different shapes and sizes. The Magnum is not going to fit the fucking micro penis we come in contact with. So your micro penis should just bring your own condom. And your Magnum penis, bring your own condoms. I don't know what the your penis is. I'm not getting variety pack, that's for damn sure. So I pull out the box of condoms like this. A large, a medium, an extra small.
You measure it before, and you go, yeah, that's a small. I'll get those for you.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to throw some out there, Addie.
Condom
I just realized
connoisseur.
Something. When you buy a condom, like a Magnum versus a regular size, I don't even know if they make micro penis ones, but first of all, they don't sell them like a box of Band-Aids where there's four different sizes of the box. It's always comes, there's standard and then there's Magnum ones. What do you guys think the difference is?
The thickness, no? The length? One you time I've had a guy,
Abigail,
one time-
Abigail, is it thickness or is it length? Width or length?
I think a Magnum would be length.
It's like the size of the penis. No, one time
it's
I was hooking up with a guy.
Thing. It's just the girth thing, guys.
I was hooking up with a guy, and he went to go. The only condom he had, he went to put it on, and it was much too big for him. So I said, "What's the point of this?" And this is embarrassing now.
It was too girthy. So Magnums are just for its thickness. It's not for length, because a shorter condom still is pretty much doing the job. It doesn't matter how long his penis is. He can wear the same type of condom.
Doesn't it cut off the circulation at the end, though?
They always do. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
that sucks for you guys. That's not great.
Yeah, even either way, but I'm just going to throw this out there at you. If you are going to hook up with a random guy who claims to need a Magnum or else it's not going to work for him, he's also full of shit. That's a condom
douchebag.
Condom.
How
that's
about
another
that?
Condom condom.
Yeah, douchebag.
Side note, while you were just, because we were talking about, you don't know if they make micro penis condoms, so I quickly Googled it, and it's called small pecker condoms.
Gotcha.
Protection for the little guy, and it's three. Wow, these things are small.
No, a micro penis is actually,
you know, this
like,
might be a gag gift.
Yeah, no, under a certain size?
It's like the size of a key. A micro penis is like the size of a key.
And that
guys,
guy
no.
is bringing his own condom because he
guys,
knows.
That guy.
Guys, menshealth.com. They made a condom for a 3.1 inch dick.
Wow.
Speechless.
3 inches. Yeah. That's small.
It's called They Fit.
It's called
They Fit.
But that guy should be bringing his own.
If you've got an extra large or an extra small, bring your own. That's just what we're getting from this conversation.
But my takeaway in general, it's funny that we circle back to you're worried about the size that you're supposed to get. At the end of the day, guys should be taking more responsibility for condoms. Totally agree. But at the same time, if you're hooking up with somebody else, you also have to just take more responsibility for yourself and just fucking talk to the guy about it before he tries to come inside you.
Talk about it. It's not awkward. Let's break that stigma. Because no one wants to be going to get an emergency contraceptive or being worried.
It's just too expensive. $50
for STDs. Yeah, $50. Like I do not have the money for that.
I mean, we love Plan B. There's something I love. If you have to use it, fucking buy it with no stigma whatsoever. We love, but that's just not. It's a lot cheaper just to have a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
Okay, now that we just kind of had a heated debate about condoms, I feel like I need this next segment to not only end the show, but just to get, you know. Get our feelings out with a Roaster X. And you guys, listen, we asked you last week because no one was sending in fucking Roaster X. You sent them in and I couldn't be happier. Basically, this is just, if you guys are just tuning in, about 15-20 seconds of you talking shit on your ex. Great. So I'll read it. Stop flexing the internship your mommy got you, because without her, you would probably still be making lame sandwiches. You blamed me for your you blamed me for your shitty grades, but honestly, you're an idiot who's going to live in his parents' basement. We fucked for 2 years and you never made me come because your dick game was so weak, and I thought about making out with your friends while hooking up with you. End scene.
Yikes. End scene. End scene. Being with a guy for 2 years and he doesn't make you come just once is... That's why we have this podcast, because I'm offended for her.
Yes.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah. The biggest dig to be, if you're a guy and like to be told, is that you have never made a girl come, or you can't make a girl come. They get so butthurt about it.
I love it.
That will knock them down enough pegs for you to get the fuck out.
I also just, this little part about making lame sandwiches, I'm imagining him just like working at like a Publix or something in Florida.
No, like Subway.
Yeah, he's working at Subway and his life
making
sucks.
Like meatball subs. Oh, well, whoever wrote this in, I hope you're thriving. And I hope your ex is not.
Exactly.
Anyway, guys, as always, send us your ratchet shit. Send us your sex questions, your dating questions. Roast your ex. Tell us how you lost your virginity. All the fucking shit you want to send in.
Tell us everything.
And you send that to letmefinish@betches.com, obviously. Also, go follow our new Instagram at letmefinish if you're a real one, if you know what's good for you, okay?
If you're a real one.
Now, hey, everyone, go buy some condoms. Woo! See you next week.
Go buy some condoms.
Betches.